In this bulletin, a New South Wales school closes for cleaning after a student tests positive to COVID-19. A survey shows migrants more anxious about coronavirus than the broader community. And South and North Korean troops exchange fire along the border. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A Sydney school has been closed for cleaning after a student tested positive to coronavirus. The Warragamba Public School has shut for deep cleaning, and any staff or students identified as a close contact to the positive case will be advised to self-isolate. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says the 7-year-old boy from the school has mild symptoms.
The school is being closed today, and the usual public health contact tracing will occur, and we'll also be aiming to identify a source for that case.
Meanwhile, in Melbourne's north, Meadow Glen Primary School has also closed for intensive cleaning this week after a teacher contracted COVID-19. And still in Victoria, the Premier has dismissed Federal Minister Dan Tehan's withdrawal of critical comments about his leadership because he's instead focused on COVID-19 testing. Education Minister Dan Tehan questioned Daniel Andrews' handling of school yesterday, but later said he was frustrated and overstepped the mark. Mr Andrews says Mr Tehan's remarks are in the past and his attention has turned to the state's response to coronavirus.
Fighting amongst ourselves is not what's needed. Fighting this virus is what's most important. We have policy settings, they are certain, they are clear, and the Victorian community they should be so proud that they've followed the rules we've set, they've done everything that we have asked of them.
The state has recorded 22 new cases today, and most are linked to an outbreak at a meat processing facility. In Australia, there are almost 7,000 COVID-19 cases, and the death toll stands at 95. In Queensland, the government expects schools will be operating again across the state by the end of the month under a plan for students to gradually return to the classroom from May the 11th. Kindergarten prep classes, Year 11 and 12 students will return to school and progress will be assessed a few days later to check coronavirus numbers. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says from May the 25th, it's hoped most schools will be open again if the COVID-19 situation remains under control.
Of course, I say that with caution, because if there is any rise between now and May 25th, we have to act cautiously. But this is our plan. This is our plan for Queenslanders, to give Queenslanders some certainty over the school year.
A refugee support group has found newly arrived migrants are generally more stressed about coronavirus than the wider community. The survey from AIMS Australia captured the views of 130 people from 27 countries, showing the majority feel informed about the global pandemic. The results also found 89% of those surveyed didn't feel confident that they could protect themselves from the COVID-19 infection. AIMS Chief Executive Kath Scarth has told SBS many new arrivals to Australia feel anxious when they see lineups of customers at shops.
Particularly for refugees, their backgrounds are that they've fled, difficult circumstances, whether that's war or persecution or whatever, and so are likely to feel very anxious.
The Global Apprenticeship Network is reporting a drop in advertisements for apprenticeships in hospitality, travel, sport, beauty and recreation sectors. The network's Australian chief says traineeships are needed to ensure businesses have a skilled workforce, but the vacancies are two-thirds below last year's numbers. Tasmania had no apprenticeship vacancies advertised in April, while the ACT had the smallest decline of about 50%. Manufacturing production industries are also hard hit. Briefly overseas, and South and North Korean troops have exchanged fire along the border, but there are no reports of casualties. It's believed North Korean troops fired several bullets at a South Korean guard post on Sunday. In 2018, the two sides began destroying some of their frontline guard posts and removing mines from the demilitarized zone to reduce tension. Moving to sport now, and Victoria's health chief expects authorities to weigh up the return to sport, which could include AFL teams training again as soon as next week. The New Zealand Warriors are in isolation after landing in Tamworth today, and several other NRL clubs want to enter New South Wales for training. Victoria's chief health officer, Professor Brett Sutton, says there's potential AFL teams could resume training next week depending on national cabinet decisions. He says the future of all sports will be on the agenda.
National Cabinet have gone through a decision around sport, and we've got an opportunity to relook at directions at the end of this week, and we'll have in mind sporting activity as well as a number of other activities that might be enabled at the end of that. But again, we have to review everything that's coming through.
Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. A possible storm, a couple of showers in Perth, 22. It's cloudy in Adelaide, 18. Much the same for Melbourne, 16. Similar conditions for Hobart. In Canberra, mostly sunny and 16. Fine weather for Wollongong, 18 degrees. It's sunny in Sydney as well, 20 for you. A possible late shower in Newcastle, 21. Fine weather for Brisbane, 25. It's partly cloudy in Cairns, 28. And it's sunny for you in Darwin, where it's 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.